You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Artist Mōtēnei Wiki. Welcome to Various Artists for this week. My name is Francis.
My name is Liam, and we will be with you for the next hour.
This is your guide to the big, wide art world of Tamaki Makaurau and beyond. I was thinking this morning, Liam, how it's June. Somehow.
It's June, unfortunately for us.
Yes, and the university calendar is quite stressful, but it's been quite a few months since we first came on air.
True.
We're in a nice swing of things, I think.
I like to believe that we're kind of like in a good thing of like, cool, we get onto it. It's been a lot of fun putting this show together, and it's been a lot of fun just kind of like bringing it out to the listeners.
Exactly. And what have we got coming up on the show today, FIRKNA? Well, I begin by speaking to Shona Tafiao, who has a new show opening at Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery tomorrow. And then at the end of the show, I speak to Mags from Pump House Theatre about their creative talks evenings.
Between those, I will be chatting to Thomas Barra from Ōtātahi's FNAF Games about their queer indie game Small Town Emo. And finally, we have your local arts guide for Tamaki Makaurau over the next week. He aha o whakaro, we would love to hear your thoughts on any of these pieces. So please get in touch to Kupa Tohi Mai. You can text us on 5395 or Wai Mai Rane, give us a call in studio on 309-3879.
Also, as per usual, after the show, kōea e wari wari e ahi ana koutou, te whakarongo ke ene kōrero anō he pakehere roki roki mārunga. I te pai tuku tuku o Erirangi Pōho me haere ki 95BFM erakati.com. You can catch all these chats and more by podcast, once we get them up there, on the 95BFM website, 95BFM.com. Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
What's it all for?
Various artists.
Artist and designer and weaver Shona Tafiao has exhibited her distinct style of raranga woven work for 25 years. Tomorrow, Te Uru Gallery out in Titirangi is opening a new show of her works by the name of Pakākano. The show exhibits traditional weaving practice passed down through generations and is presented through contemporary practice. To hear more about the show, I caught up with Shona this morning. Here we are now. Morena Shona, you have a show opening tomorrow at Te Uru Waitakere. Can you tell me what you're exhibiting?
So the exhibition is titled Pakākano, and which is basically a group of seeds. So they're seed pods, woven seed pods, and it's a collaboration with my great-great-grandmother, Nani Nunu, and so all her patterns are featured in each of the pods.
Was Nani Nunu the one that taught you to weave?
No, Nani Nunu passed away when I was 4, I think. But her patterns are in Mick Pentagrass' Naranga Whakaero book. So when I learnt at Unitech the traditional techniques of Māori weaving, we all used his book for the patterns. Yeah, and so that's how it all came about, really.
And what does it feel like for you to have her presence and legacy with you in the show?
Yeah, it's been pretty powerful because I didn't meet her, but I can't remember her at all. But, you know, so this is a way of keeping not just her legacy, but, you know, also the legacy of weaving alive, I think.
The works are being presented at Te Uru, which is a contemporary gallery, and this is a contemporary presentation of traditional weaving practices. How do you situate the traditional in the contemporary?
I think it's appropriate, it fits perfectly. They were launched on the Paipai at Mai Marae on Matakana Island last July. And they've just come from the Whakatane Museum and Art Gallery to Te Uru. So I always thought that they'd travel around so that, you know, a whole variety of people would be able to see them.
Yeah. And can you tell me a little about the physical structure of the works, these seed pods, the issue with radio is that we can't see the work. So how would you describe them in words?
Well, they're kind of woven. They're all made from harakeke except for one, which is a silk cord So they're all woven harakeke in cylinder form, kind of like a, based on the shape of seed pods.
How are you presenting those in the gallery space? I sort of imagine them hung. Yeah, how have you gone about that?
Yeah, they're going to be hung from the ceiling so that, you know, people can walk right around them to see exactly how they're constructed, what the fibre is. You can actually still smell the fibre. So it's a whole, you know, it's all about the senses, and you see it, you smell it, and you can hear the rustling as well.
Mm. Bringing them into Te Uru, it's a pretty exceptional building with lots of wonderful different spaces. How do you work with your works within a space to ensure that they're seen in the most appropriate way possible?
I think, yeah, Te Uru is, like, perfect. The building or the space itself doesn't need to, you know, fit with the pods. The pods, you could hang them anywhere in a tree or, you know, up against a concrete wall. They just, you know, they work anywhere. That's what I hoped when they were first constructed, that they would fit, you know, on the marae, in a, you know, big posh gallery, anywhere.
Yeah.
Or even home and office, yeah.
And can we talk about your practice more broadly now? You work a lot in, I guess, this intersection of fashion and art, and you've been practicing for quite some time. And during that time, your work has been described as harakeke couture. Where do you see the line between fashion and art, or do you see a line at all?
It's quite blurry, I think. Yeah, people are confused. Am I a fashion designer or am I a weaver? So I just leave that up to them. Everybody's got their own point of view, but I think it's just, it kind of evolves from one thing to the other. And it's just, for me, it's always been about sharing zaranga with the world and making sure it's, you know, it stays relevant in any situation for any time, but still staying true to the past. Yeah, that's what it's always been about for me.
And you've been practicing for quite some time now, I think. 25 years, is that right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
How would you say your practice has developed over time?
I think I've been, you know, kind of just focusing on contemporary kind of, you know, because the techniques are all traditional and the methods. I've always tried to keep it contemporary while pushing it forward to as far as I can. But lately I've been finding myself going back to the more traditional styles and patterns and, yeah, techniques as well. Using a lot of mocha and, you know, doing the fatu, which is the tani core and things like that. So, yeah, I think they're going to be combined again, probably fashion and sculpture and, yeah, as I go on, I think.
Yeah, and I guess your practice is so expansive, it really does span all those spaces without, yeah, slotting too specifically into one, which is quite an incredible way to operate between those different worlds. When you're making these works, and perhaps we'll talk about the seed pods specifically, is that an individual process, or are there others that are brought alongside you in the practical side of making?
Sometimes they'll just come to me in a dream. I'll get up in the morning, I'll just sketch, and then I'll, you know, figure out how is this going to be constructed, what patterns, what's the vibe going to be. And so I just take it from there, and I'll do everything from, you know, harvesting to the prepping to the weaving to everything. So, yeah, it just all starts basically with a sketch.
So the show opens tomorrow. What time can people come and see it? And who would you encourage to come along?
When the exhibition was at Whakatane Gallery, a lot of students were going because they were messaging me afterwards to tell me what was their favourite pod. But it's good for, I think, students and anybody who's not really experienced contemporary weaving, contemporary Māori weaving, because it's kind of rare. You know, most people are still doing the kits and whāriki and things like that. So the opening at 2 p.m. And I've also got in one of the smaller galleries. I've got five pieces of Hutsutua, the Harakeke Kutua, in there as well. So that will be good for, you know, anybody wants to see the woven fashion up close.
That was artist, designer and weaver Shona Tafiao talking with me about her show that opens at Te Uru tomorrow. Remember, you can text us on 5395 if you have any thoughts on what we're talking about on the show today. We'll be back after some music and an air break with an awesome piece about game developers from Liam, is that right?
Yippee!
Yeah.
Yippee! This is The Strokes with 1251.